Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As is our annual custom, this is the time of year when we share with you excerpts from the recent Economic Outlook Conference presented by the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt comes from Curtis Loftus, State Treasurer of South Carolina.
Every day as I sit in my office, I think about government and all the money and all the opportunities we have from a business perspective. Sometimes it's extremely frustrating, I'll tell you. But in other times, it's wonderful. I wanted to talk a few minutes today about the impetus to do this. We all know Tim Scott. I think that many people in this room would consider his economic policies, policies that we think are right-headed. We think they're the future. I think a lot of us would consider him to be a friend not just to South Carolina, but maybe even a personal friend. I think a lot of us in that old-fashioned Southern Protestant way, and I think you know what I'm saying here, consider him a brother. You know, Tim has been very upfront about how he was raised. He was raised by a single mother who spent 16 hours a day, hour after hour after hour, every day to raise Tim and to make him the man that he is now. I think as a United States Senator, and I visited him there many times, but especially during this time when he was co-authoring and sponsoring this legislation, I think oftentimes, what was he thinking? What did it mean to him? I mean, he's taken a lot of ideas that have been around and some new ones and put them in a bill. No one thought they were going to pass, and lo and behold, they did. What was he thinking? And I know from talking to Tim enough, I never asked him the question exactly on point because I was a little bit afraid to always ask questions like that. But I think he was thinking about what he learned as a child. I think he was thinking about what he learned from his mother. I think he was thinking about the passage in the Bible from Matthew. It's truly, just as you did it for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. And I think about Tim, and I know when he was thinking about rural parts of this state that we've all been to, and we know how they've been discarded, they've been marginalized, and they've been forgotten. We know that their life is not getting better, it's getting worse, and no matter what we do, we have a hard time, a difficult time as investors and as members of the government that supposedly represents them. We have a hard time making that connection and turning the corner. This is how we help the least of these. This is how we go to these counties or the least of these counties, and we can productively invest our money and our time and receive rewards in the financial system at the same time that we're being true to Tim's thoughts about the least of these brothers and sisters of mine. Not far from here, you can go to places that, and many states have these problems, that time has forgotten. But you are not bystanders. You're here. You're the innovators. You're the people on the field of play. And my point coming today is, no, you've got an ally here. Of course, the biggest ally for boosting state government's investment is Henry McMaster, and before him, Nikki Haley. We've got Steve Benjamin, who's done a wonderful job, and the governor here, who I work with on a regular basis on a variety of issues. But we can't do it without y'all. And I've just determined, I've thought about this a lot. I was thinking about y'all, and we're going to be here for you. You're going to get a lot of hardcore answers to your questions soon, but this is going to be a lot of regulations that are written. I'm going to be going back and forth to see Tim, and he'll be here in the next few weeks to talk to him about this as well. But I want you to think about that for a minute. I know you won't get this kind of pitch from anybody else. This is our opportunity. It was written for us in South Carolina. We are a unique set of people. We have been here a long time. We have our problems, and we have our path forward. It's our time, and let's take it, and let's do it.
You've been listening to an excerpt from the recent Economic Outlook Conference presented by the University of South Carolina's Moore School of Business in Columbia. Today's excerpt came from Curtis Loftus, State Treasurer of South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also connect with us and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.